This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Scott Stapp on the hotline right now.
Hey, Scott, how have you been, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good, man. Welcome back. And, dude, congratulations on everything. Congratulations. I know Jake mentioned it, the Ryman Theater.
The Opry. It was the Opry the other night was incredible. Yeah, it was a surreal experience, and I never thought I would be on that stage from watching it as a little boy with my grandparents.
No, all of us, man. We all grew up. That's hallowed ground. I mean, there are a few stages in this world, but that's one of the ones that has never lost its magic, for sure.
No, absolutely not.
Did you know that the Ryman, they took the pews out years ago and made a handful of guitars from the wood of the actual benches that were in there?
I don't know the details. From what I understand, it's no longer at the Ryman.
Right.
They actually took the Opry stage, the original Opry stage, and moved it to a different location out in Opryland, is what they call it.
Right.
Like a huge resort and whatnot. So it's so much history, and just, it was surreal. It was another one of those performances where, I felt nerves like I was a little kid again.
Well, I mean, it was
cool.
You can never, you never in a million years can ever think that's how your life is going to end up. But that's been all of this for you. We were talking before you came on. After reading Sinner's Creed, I certainly felt a bit ashamed of myself because, like the rest of the world, or many people, we see a guy who's got everything. We see a guy who's 53 million records in. He's spiritual. He's singing about uplifting things. And then there's a dark side that shows up, and we love to tear people down. That's just society, man, and I don't know why, but it is true. But then you realize, man, after reading that book, what you came from, everything that you endured, everything that was a part of made you who you are. I don't know how you went a bit crazy, but I don't know how you didn't go so far you never came back.
I think it's only by the grace of God, man. And that's the only thing I can accredit to. To be honest with you, I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
With things that I shared in that book, and there's other things along the way that have happened since I wrote that book. And so, every day is a gift and a blessing, and I just want to make the most of it and try to bring some positivity, some light into the world and just inspire people to think about things that maybe they don't think about every day and try to lead them to something better.
That's 100, Scott. And that's what I took away from our talks before was just, I always go back to that little boy you were when your mom married that guy and he proclaimed himself a priest that God had made and ran your life on a timer and would beat you for God because that's what God wanted. And it was just an excuse to be a terrible, terrible human being, to be just a sadist and to harm children as much as possible. It was all hidden behind God. But then to grow up believing in a higher power and wondering in your head, why is nobody saving me? Why does it have to hurt like this? Why am I living in terror? and then be elevated to the place that you were, where every vice, everything that you probably, maybe you should dabble, but you shouldn't stay there type thing. And and then you, how you survive it, because those are worlds so 180 degrees apart. They couldn't be further apart.
Yeah, 100%. And the way that I look at it now, and I've said this before and share this on stage and in private, you know, that, you know, I have faith and we know that. And I believe that, you know, God can take a mess and turn it into a message. And I believe that, you know, what the enemy intends for harm, God can use for good.
Yeah.
So despite everything that I went through as a child, I think it built up this reservoir of content and just, you know, emotions and themes and things that would lead to the music that I created that is connected with so many millions of people. So I think if I didn't have, you know, and it's weird to say this, but I think if I didn't have that abusive childhood and everything that it entailed, I wouldn't have been able to create the music that I created that's gone on to, you know, impact so many people's lives. So
for sure,
in some weird way, I hesitate to say I'm grateful for it. So I won't say that, but I'll say I wouldn't change anything. And I'm just glad that I made it through and I'm here today.
Well, look, the scars you bear, the weight you carry, that's your fuel. Now you can let it ruin your life or you can let it propel you to something good. It can give you empathy and remind you what the world is going through and give you that, or you can let it destroy you. And you've chosen, we've seen you choose both actually. And
yeah, you know, I did go through it 100% go through a period of time where I went into a self-destructive mode. I think just trying to escape, you know, the trauma, the feelings inside, and the pain, and process it all. It was overwhelming. And I went to drugs and alcohol, to try to numb that pain and numb that hurt, and erase that trauma. And then that became a pattern for a period of time where I didn't know how to properly handle, difficult situations in life or betrayals or just setbacks or whatnot. And I began to look for an escape, to help manage that and deal with those feelings. And, you know, that didn't work out too well. That turned into a pattern of self-sabotage and self-destruction, and really led me down, you know, a dark hole that, again, you know, I'm just grateful to be alive today. And now I have this, you know, just wealth of experience.
Right.
You know, now that I'm on the other side of it, that, you know, I want to make it my mission to share those experiences with other people out there that are going through the same things or going through struggles and try to inspire them and let them know that they can get to the other side of it too, and to keep pressing on.
And you can fix things that have been broken. You can mend fences. You can come out the other side, just because it's, even if it's of your own doing. And I think that's what happens with people, Scott. I think there's a point in that hole that you go, I did it to myself. And then some people think, I just deserve to stay here then, because I did it to myself. And you don't have to, man. You can come through it. You can push through. You can make amends. You can say you're sorry. You can regain friendships. You can restart families. It can all happen. It's going to take a lot of work, and not everybody will sign on. Like, not everybody. I'm sure not everybody you said sorry to accepted it. But that's on them. That's what they have to live with. You know, all you can do is your best. You know, when you managed to put it back with the boys in the band and Tremonti and everybody, I mean, that at one time, I'm sure, felt absolutely impossible. I'm sure there was a moment in many that you went, we could never be in the same room again. But look where we are now. Friends again, family again.
Absolutely. At one point, you know, that was, you know, a non-starter, and it wasn't going to happen. But again, you know, it's not how many times, and this is very cliche, but it's so true. It's not how many times we fall. What makes a man or a woman is getting back up.
Yes.
We're all going to get knocked down, no matter whether it's by our own choices or by life circumstances. But you got to keep getting up.
That's right.
And I think that doing that and having that will that it doesn't make me special. We all have it in us. To not let life defeat us, to keep getting up, I think it just continues to build a strength inside of you that ends up inevitably leading to good things happening. And hence, you know, me and the boys getting back together again and everything that's happening now. And then having this, again, this wealth of experience that I hope I can continue to, you know, share with people and let them know they're not alone. And that, man, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Dude, and I love the fact that you're back out. I mean, on a much happier note, you're back out. You guys are selling out arenas. You're touring with guys like Wolfie, with Mammoth WVH, who's what a great young guy he is. And not so much young anymore, but I guess we tend to look at him like that. But I mean, what a gift. You know, you look at that show and the sellouts and Three Doors Down and the fact that it's going to be an incredible, incredible night. And you're back. I mean, it's back again. You're singing those songs. You're giving that give and take between you and the audience. It's all here. What a gift, man. And now I'll bet you every night you walk out and you're sober and you take a snapshot of that and you try to burn that into your head every single night, because how many nights did you miss that gift? Like, you'd walk out if you're a little left up or you're dissatisfied with something else or you're not paying enough attention. How many nights did all of us give away in our lives because we were mad about something and we weren't seeing the moment the way we should?
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I've learned over the years is just stay in the moment, stay in the present, appreciate these good things in life, because they can all be gone tomorrow.
Right.
And I think that's one thing that we've all learned in the band, as well as in our personal lives, is to cherish relationships, nurture relationships, and don't take anything for granted, because it can all be gone tomorrow. Especially when good things are happening in your life.
Yes, without a doubt, man. And great things are happening, man. And you feel good. I mean, you got your health. You look like $1 million. How long have you been sober now?
Oh, man. I have had 2 or 3 slips in 10 years. And so when I say slips, it's, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Right.
And then
yeah.
Right back on track.
Well, that's
so,
it.
You know, I say I've had 3 or 4 bad days in 10 years. So that's serious progress for me. And this whole thing is they say, it's about progress, not perfection. But needless to say, that's a win for me, and I'm sober today and plan to be sober tomorrow. And so I just take it one day at a time and keep moving forward.
Is it scary to walk out on that stage 100% sober, or is it better than ever?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I mean, you feel and see and process everything, and the energy that is happening up there between, you know, the audience and the band. To be in it and living it and experiencing it with a clear mind and a clear body and a healthy mind and a healthy body, it's the only way to do it, man. And it allows me to deliver the best performances of my life, in my opinion, and then also be fully present to engage in the audience and to seize moments as they come up. And I think it just makes for an unforgettable experience for all involved.
It's going to be great. It's like a week away. We will see you guys, man. I'm really, really looking forward to that, man. I mean, congratulations on all the solo stuff, on Higher Power. Black Butterfly is incredible. Higher Power, all of it, man. It's really great. You are a machine kicking out so much music.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. And I appreciate you being there all these years. And I remember being in your studio 2 or 3 times. But I definitely remember our time during the Sinner's Creed book promo, and I think I was there again in 19.
Yep.
I think I performed early a.m. You guys had me in there singing at 7 a.m.
Right.
it was awesome, though. It worked out, and you guys have always been such an incredible supporter of Creed, as well as my solo music, and, you know, the city overall has been incredible to me, and I love Kansas City, and I'm so grateful to be there on the 6th.
We'll see you in a week, my friend.
Man. See you soon, brother.
The great Scott Stapp. Nice shot, Scott. Super good, man. Hold on. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.